It's 5 a.m. in the morning. The head of the FBI is woken up by a phone call. Carmichael, first of all,
yes?
You should use Agent your honorifics.
Agent Donovan, yes, hello? Hi.
You should use your honorifics, yes. Go on.
I should use the honorifics? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I haven't had a lot of experience, Agent Donovan. So we've gotten reports all over town. There's been people running and screaming because they're seeing everything they're afraid of. And I just, I'm kind of scared.
Okay. They're seeing everything.
Everything.
They're seeing everything. They're
at the cinema. They're seeing. if I've got this correctly, walking, talking, yelling popcorn buckets.
Walking, talk.
At the dog park, all the dogs cannot be contained, and they bark.
Carmichael. We have a code, 13.
Code 13. Carmichael
is rifling through paperwork. He can't find.
There's nothing here about a code 13. What's code 13?
It's declassified. You're not really supposed to know, but I guess this is an emergency, so I'll let you know.
Meanwhile, clouds cover the sun on the Potomac River as two men meet in the shadow of the Lincoln Memorial.
Mr. President.
All right, listen, you're just
going to have to... Mr. President.
We might be being taped. It's very possible we're being taped. I'd prefer you just call me the Quaker.
All right, Quaker. I am hiding my voice with this handkerchief. You should probably do the same. Your voice is very particular. I really need to identify.
Get your handkerchiefs here. Get your handkerchiefs. I got handkerchiefs. I got five for a dollar. I got six for a dollar.
Hey, get out of here.
Well, I got handkerchiefs.
Get out of here. This is a private conversation. Get out of here. We're talking here.
You want a handkerchief, sir?
Bob, I have to get back to the Oval Office. All right?
All right, Mr. President, we... Quaker. We have a code 13. The Russians were right.
God damn it, Bob, I told you. You were supposed to take care of this. What about that damn yippie that's been talking to the press?
We tried to silence him, but he went quiet.
Did you try to pay him?
Of course, I tried to pay everyone.
Did you try to massage him? A little coconut oil.
He didn't want to be touched. What else can I do?
Bob, next time you encounter this, I want you to take this bottle of coconut oil. Now that coconut oil was blessed by the Society of Friends in Whittier, California. That coconut oil reveals the evil and the supernatural. I spread it on the ground all over Mao Zedong's chair and visiting him in China. See, the guy turned out to be pure and perfect.
Mr. Quaker, it's already being revealed. That is the core of the problem. We need to stop it. We kept it at bay for years, and now the...
Bay? What bay? Are you referring to the Bay of Pigs? We said we were not going to be speaking
of
that.
No, I would never say that. I would... What is that? What's that behind you?
Handkerchiefs. Everyone want a handkerchief? I'm sorry, I just heard all that. I was just right.
Are you holding a microphone?
Pay him off. How much are your handkerchiefs?
You can get one for a dollar, or you can pay two and get six.
I'll get your entire stock for $100 if you promise you'll keep your mouth shut.
Absolutely, I'll never say anything about this to anyone. Why would I ever do that? Bye-bye.
See, that's what we call diplomacy.
Mr. President, you're too trusty, too good-natured.
I am, in fact, the most honest man that has ever held the office of the President of these United States, and I am, in fact, the only hope for this country and some parts of Southeast Asia.
Meanwhile, at the edge of the block, the handkerchief salesman is inside, is at a payphone. Oh, is it a six? Oh, crap, I screwed up. Melinda.
Central Intelligence Agency, how may I direct your call?
No, I need to speak to you, Melinda.
It is me.
Yes.
But I'm at work, Jerry, and I told you, you know, they record these calls. It's the rage these days. We've got like a giant, like one-fifth of the whole building is devoted to tape recorders, so let's play it correctly. Thank you for calling the Central Intelligence Agency. How may I direct your call?
I need to speak to the man at the end of the hall, his office. I burn for him.
Jerry, I love it when you do that. Come pick me up at 5. I'm transferring you now to Mark Phelps' office. Go ahead. Phelps here.
I've got the documents. I've got it all on tape. I know everything they're planning.
Did you use the special disguise we procured for you?
I gotta say, I didn't think it would work, but now I have $100 and no handkerchiefs. Worked perfectly. You're really a master of disguise.
The president is too trusty, too good-natured. We'll see. We'll share the information at the hippies HQ.
Okay, great. The New York Times?
Oh, you're not level 5 yet.
Oh,
well,
I forgot.
I guess the initiation will begin once we meet at the cornfield.
It would be my greatest honor. I'll see you in the cornfield. Not tonight, because I have to, in order to call you, I have to be dating Melinda, so I'm busy tonight, so.
Oh, so you're a single!
Well, it's in the code sequence. I have to... Is this part of the initiation, sir?
You never know.
Meanwhile, in a very, very small cornfield on the edge of the Delaware River.
Yo, dude.
Yeah, man.
What you talk? You know, I heard the handkerchief guy, he got paid off.
No.
No, man, the whole thing is part of a giant conspiracy, you see. I think what they've done is the CIA has figured out how to take the ectoplasmic material from ghosts. They're going to strip these ghosts, and they're going to cut it into handkerchiefs, and then by spreading it among the United States people, they're going to use these handkerchiefs to make people support the war in Vietnam.
Well, why, they already support the war. They already did that.
See, it's working. I told you.
These are the second generation.
Agent 1, Agent 2.
Oh, God. He's early.
You are a lookout. Why have you ingested hallucinogens?
Dude, I mean, sir, dude. It's like what we call method acting.
Yeah.
We have to buy from our own supply a little bit. If anybody's going to take us seriously.
When you see Agent Handkerchief letting go through immediately, he will ascend to level 5 tonight.
Did he get money?
Yeah, dude.
It was part of the plan. Well, it was part. Everything is part of the plan. Phelps, out!
So Agent Phelps just left and went through the cornfield and disappeared among the maze.
It's funny how he says Phelps out when he's, like, in person. Don't you think, too?
No, dude. It's really, he often likes to refer to himself in the third person, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's because he's establishment, man.
Well.
He's establishment.
Behind them, they see a giant, a hugely, like 10 meter tall police officer heading straight towards them in a menacing pace.
Dude, cheese it! It's the pigs! Cheese it!
Let's run! Let's run!
That's what I meant when I said cheese it. Come on, get with the lingo.
And then get squashed under the giant police officer's foot. Both of them.
Agent 2 makes it away and is fleeing through a cornfield. He has no idea where he's going.
I'm not completely dead yet.
When we return to the handkerchief secrets. The handkerchief. The handkerchief secrets. That's it. Will we get to the bottom of what has been taped? What needs to be known? What drugs are being passed around? Who knows? Find out right after this word from our lovely sponsors.